AM and 96.9 FM, live and local, present the On Air Chat. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Souder and Aaron Harter.
Thank you and welcome to the On Air Chat. Excuse me. We're brought to you by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. And Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 342-5001. Good morning, Steve Souder.
Aaron, how are we doing?
Doing just fine.
Good. Not raining yet.
Not raining yet.
Let's don't talk too long. We have a pretty good program today.
Deal.
All right. Everybody knows Glasser. Used to be, what, Diddy Glasser. And now it is actually Glasser, Ronan, and what's that last initial?
S? Silent partner. Yes.
So it's S?
Correct.
So that's what's on their literature. But we have two guests here today, Josh Hamlin, who is the sales manager, and other responsibility is?
Training center.
Training center, okay. And Chris Correll. And he's the marketing manager, and what's your other responsibility?
I help out in our manufacturing facility with some things.
And okay.
Josh and I both sit on our management team and do some product development things and things along that line.
Okay. Well, these guys were at my Rotary meeting 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I even brought your literature back because I was impressed. I mean, I've known about initially Diddy Glasser and then Glasser and now DJ and Don, and they sold out when? And
August 1st, 2014.
14.
Correct.
You guys have been on your own about 7 years now, or at least not with, without DJ.
Exactly.
Kim Pender, the president?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yep.
We know her talents, so that's good. So let's learn a little bit about Josh Hamlin. Give us a little background. I know you're an America's native, but tell us a little bit about your, you know, how you matured and how you got to Glendale.
No problem. Well, first of all, thanks for having us. We appreciate that. Josh Hamlin. I grew up in Americus. I lived there my entire life. My first professional job was actually Birch Telecom. Worked there for 6 years. And was given this opportunity to transition over to Glendale, work in their sales department. I've been there since 2006. Enjoyed every day so far. It's been a lot of fun. I have a small family, 2 young children. We live there in Americus. My kids go to Northline County. We're pretty active. Kids keep us active. Just have a good time. Just try to have a good time.
And you just recently got elected to the school board.
That is correct.
What's
yes,
wrong
I did.
With you?
I know.
Oh, thank you for your service.
That's, you bet.
That's a great deal.
Thank you.
And you are the sales manager. How long
that's
have you been
correct.
The sales manager?
I took over sales manager responsibilities in 2012, late 2012, and been in that role ever since. So.
Okay. Chris Correll, I know how you got here, but tell us where you grew up and
yep.
how you got to Emporia and what you've been doing since you...
Absolutely. I'm a native of Colorado. I came out to Bethel College, actually, in Newton, Kansas, to on a football scholarship, and that's where I met my wife, maiden name Rachel Bachman. So,
just a little closer to the mic.
The Bachman family here in Emporia, so when we were trying to figure out where we wanted to live and what we wanted to do, she had just finished her physical therapy degree and decided that we were going to move up to Emporia. She'd work for the PT Associates of Emporia there with her folks. So when I first got to town, I worked for the credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, and then met Kim Pember, and her and I, you know, kind of networked a little bit, and she told me to send a resume, and they were looking for a marketing manager. So I didn't know a ton about the company at the time, but the more research I did and meeting with her and Josh and then getting brought on has been just a fantastic thing. So I've been there about 6 years now. It's been a really, really fun place to work, a lot of really unique opportunities. We get to travel. We get to experience different cultures and really work with a lot of these great artists, which is, you know, part of what we'll talk about today with the training center and some of that. So Glendale's been just an absolutely phenomenal place to work.
All right, Chris Correll. So, Josh, I'm going to come back to you. So how do you answer if you run into somebody, you meet somebody for the first time, and they say, so what do you do at Glendale? What's your product?
Generally, the first question everybody has for me, well, aren't you the engraving company? I said, well, yeah, in the short term, or the short explanation, yes, we are. But we don't actually do engraving. We manufacture the tools for the engraving artist, for the jewelry artist, for the stone setter. I asked them, have you ever seen an embellished firearm? Does your father, your grandfather, your family, is there an heirloom passed down that has, you know, embellishment on it, or a knife that you've seen that's been engraved, or a beautiful ring that has been embellished in some way, shape, or form? 9 times out of 10, yeah, they understand what I'm talking about. I say, okay, that's been done with tools manufactured right here in Emporia at Glendo. So setting it up like that makes it pretty easy to talk about and have a conversation.
Is it one tool, or if I got a catalog, do you have a catalog? Or
absolutely. Yeah, we have about 700 products in our on our website, at least. So some of those are real small things that we would call like gravers. So that's the actual metal tip that you would, you know, cut into like a V point that it actually is cutting the metal away. We have everything from that to the big thing that we're known for is the pneumatic system. So it's an air system that is acting pretty much as a, like a baby jackhammer is kind of how I usually explain it to people. So it fits in the palm of your hand and is actually extremely easy to control, but it creates enough power that you can cut stainless steel like butter. And it's not hard on your hands. Most people think about stainless steel. I see kind of the look you have there, Steve. People think of stainless steel, you know, it's this really hard material, and it's really hard to machine. But, you know, with the system that we have and the tools that we have, it really gives the artist the capability to cut those lines, and it really does. It cuts it like butter. So, and Josh can probably speak a little more to some of the mechanics of the machine, but.
And that's all done with this pneumatic machine. That's all done freehand?
Some, yes. For the true artist, you know, the ones that have that artistic ability, yeah, they could easily just sit down and cut you a beautiful scroll, a beautiful scene, without much layout or much preparation. For those that struggle with that artistic ability, there are aids out there that can help you lay out the pattern, provide more of a template that they can follow, and then it just comes to execution.
Do you have I'm thinking of like a CNC machine. Do you guys have like a machine that you can set a 10 by 10 piece of stainless steel out there and it'll follow the computer pattern, or this is actual artistic work?
This is actual artistic work. It is hand engraving, executed by an individual in a studio setting most of the time. So yeah.
I'm confused. You said palm of your hand. The actual machine, or what do you call it, a machine?
So it, you have a control box that is kind of the brains of the operation. It tells the handpiece what to do and how to react, and then you hold that handpiece and you decide when to deliver power through a foot pedal or through hand actuated pressure, and then the there's a spring and a piston that actually hammers against an anvil and propels the graver through the metal.
So like a paint spray gun, basically. Your control box is on the ground or connected by some sort of a tube to the handheld machine.
Through an air compressor.
How
pneumatic.
How big is it? Bigger than an office chair?
No.
So the control box is probably maybe 12 by 6 and then maybe about 8 inches high. The handpiece that fits in your hand would be, you know, no longer than a writing pen, and it's kind of a little bit of a mushroom shape. So another thing is to kind of help understand this. So a lot of people have the concept of hammer and chisel, right? You have a chisel in one hand with a sharp point on the end, and then you have your hammer, and every time you hit that, you're banging that one time, right? So our hand piece will reciprocate pretty much within itself, so there's not a lot of vibration, but that will cut at 2,300 strokes per minute. So one stroke would be a hammer to the back of a chisel. This is doing 2,300 of those in a minute in your hand.
So this was invented in Emporia. Is this what Don Glasser and his brother-in-law invented?
That's correct. Back in the mid-60s, in fact,
kidding me.
The story is it was at a family picnic, just a family gathering. Don's brother John was a highly renowned hand engraver in the industry. There were very, very few hand engravers that existed back then. And Don was fascinated by the artwork and by the execution. But he knew there had to be an easier way to accomplish what his brother-in-law was doing. So he came back and used his engineering background, and he created what was originally called the Gravermeister, and it worked off of a vacuum pump, and it was connected to a handpiece. Back then, they were much larger, a little cumbersome, and then over the years, we've been able to scale them down, and they're more traditional style, they're more comfortable, it's easier to work with, but that's what happens over 50 years of product development. So
if we go to a place that sells trophies, they have a different type of engraving,
that's
right?
Correct, yeah.
That does letters, and you just set them in, and then it runs over it.
That's correct.
Automated. This is way more creative for way more creative work.
This is highly artistic, absolutely, yes.
So guns,
the receivers or the slides maybe of a like a 1911 pistol or, you know, the revolvers, you'll see them completely embellished.
What else? Tell us about
knife scales. We've seen, you know, full motorcycles engraved. Western especially, so spurs, belt buckles, conchos, tack for saddles. Those would be done in more of a bright cut, Western style is what we call it. So big, nice, shiny cuts that are going to hold up to, you know, a cowboy being out there and doing their work.
So give me an idea of, I assume there's different sizes of these. I mean, I'm fishing for an idea of what the price might be. How much money do I have if I wanted to buy one of these?
As far as the tools are concerned?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that question's asked all the time. When we do trade shows throughout the world, that's usually the first thing that an individual might come up and say. So my sales guys, they're kind of conditioned to – it's a really wide-open question. You could spend $2,500. You could spend $8,500. You could spend $12,000 and still be able to execute a very – nice engraving on any of the pieces that we've been talking about, jewelry, knives, weapons, guns.
So are your customers, a lot of them, just hobbyists?
You would think, but honestly, no. About 80 to 85% of our customer base are going to be professional jewelers throughout the entire world. There's a huge jewelry industry out there, and a large percentage of those individuals will use or are familiar with our tools.
And you're talking like actual custom jewelry, not Steve and Bobby with their anniversary date on the back of a ring.
Both. All of it.
So yep. If you go into like a, you know, most people know Tiffany and Company, big company out there, you know, they're using in their within their production facility, they would be using all of our tools. So at that point, that would be more of a more common retail jewelry. You could go to, you know, a higher-end jewelry store, and you're going to see the Tiffany & Company stuff sitting there. But all the way down to the person that is going to take, you know, gold, melt it down, run it through a mill, and create a ring from absolute scratch, and then set diamonds in it, maybe engrave it, you know, whatever they end up doing. So And then, you know, if they wanted to put, you know, Steve and Bobby on the inside of it, you know, engrave that, they'd also, you know, continue to use our tools on that, you know, done by hand. So the possibilities are really endless. And one of the newer things we're getting into is we're starting to attract the tattoo artists. So, you know, a tattoo artist is going to sit and work on a piece of art on somebody's body for maybe, you know, 6 hours. Who knows? You know, they have the ability to sit there. and focus on a more tedious artistic work. As we've started to bring them into introducing them to hand engraving, they pick it up so quick because they already have that hand-eye coordination. So, you know, sky's the limit. Pretty much anything that you can think of, people are trying to cut on and embellish. Just, you know, think about the things you use daily that you have a passion for that you enjoy, whether it be a fishing rod, a firearm, a piece of jewelry.
A keychain.
Knives, keychains, pendants. There's, you know, it's endless. People have I've seen iPhones engraved, Apple watches. The big thing right now, our market is absolutely booming with custom high-end watches. So the embellishment on Rolexes especially is just unbelievable with engraving. We've seen diamonds in them for years, but people have gotten very, very artistic with that.
You've brought up stainless steel, and I guess it matters what the thickness is. But if you're hitting that piece of steel in the same spot, is it engraving deeper and deeper, or is that a certain setting that you can do? Because you're also talking about watches, and obviously that metal's not too thick.
Mm-hmm. When talking about depth, how deep you can go, there is a limit to how deep you can go. But there's no limit to how many passes you can make over that same line.
Okay.
So if you need more depth, you can go back over it. Yeah. I wanted to touch on something that Chris had just brought up. And some of our customer base, a couple years ago, we were able to visit a very high-end jewelry manufacturer in Italy, the brand of Bulgari. And as we're walking through this facility, highly secured, we walked through at least four studios with 25 to 30 individual jewelers in each studio, all using full setups manufactured right in Emporia, Kansas.
That's awesome.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That
was cool.
We need to get a break in, and we'll touch on that when we get back, because at Rotary they said one of their biggest jobs and most pleasing was selling Emporia, Kansas, because that speaks to the training aspect,
right,
which we haven't even gotten to. I don't think an hour is going to be enough. But Josh Hamlin and Chris Correll from Glendo are our guests today here on the On Air Chat. You're listening to KVOE. We're live and local.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
Construction jobs don't go away when the weather gets colder. Bruce Davis Construction is available all winter long. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot, to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendo, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001.
Be a part of the 11th annual Walnut Turkey Day Dash. This year's 5K run walk is virtual from November 24th through November 28th. To register, log on to the Walnut School PTO Facebook page. KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local.
KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and time now for a look at headlines. Being brought to you today by Dr. Amanda Ruxton and Dr. Kimberly Schmidt with Flint Hills Family Medicine at 1301 West 12th Avenue. Caring for the health of your whole family at every stage of life. Give them a call at 343-2500. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and look at all the latest local headlines, here is Scott Hayes.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, everybody. A special session for the Kansas legislature may be coming November 22nd if approved by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. Yesterday, the Kansas Special Joint Committee on Government Outreach voted to recommend the special session to consider two pieces of legislation, providing unemployment insurance for any Kansan fired for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and further strengthening exemptions for medical and religious reasons to ensure exemptions sought by employees are granted. According to Kansas statute, Governor Kelly can call a special session at her discretion or be made to call one upon petition by two-thirds of each chamber of the legislature. Kansas tax revenues again outpaced expectations for October, with total collections over $662 million, almost 19% above projections, and almost 11% higher than the October 2020 numbers. Lyon County's results of the 2021 general election are now official after the County Board of Canvassers finalized the results during the official vote canvass inside the Lyon County Courthouse yesterday morning. And there are a number of meetings on the schedule for today with Emporia City Commissioners, Lyon County Commissioners, and the USD 253, 252, and 251 Boards of Education, all with meetings on tap for today. The KVOE weather forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Showers likely, possible thunderstorms today. Could see heavy rainfall at times, a high 67 degrees. Showers with possible thunderstorms tonight, ending around midnight, a low down to 40. Sunny tomorrow, though, for Veterans Day, breezy, a high 56. Mostly sunny Friday, breezy and 46. Mostly sunny skies Saturday, a high of 48 degrees.
Thank you, Scott. Currently, we do have a gusty south breeze, cloudy skies, 63 degrees at KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. All the weather information you need, live and local. Headlines are brought to you this hour by Dr. Amanda Ruxton and Dr. Kimberly Schmid with Flint Hills Family Medicine at 1301 West 12th Avenue. Caring for the health of your whole family at every stage of life. Call Dr. Ruxton or Dr. Schmid at 343-2500.
All right, welcome back. We're having so much fun here. We're going to have these guys back.
I agree.
Get all this done. We're talking with guys from Glendale, Chris Correll and Josh Hamlin. And right before we went to break, Chris, you mentioned tattoo, and it's tattoo artists. And tell us why they're interested in your machine.
Yeah, so the tattoo artists are a really easy transition to bring into the hand engraving world, because they have the focus to sit and work on something artistic for a lot of hours. They can do some of the tedious work, but for a lot of tattoo artists, especially as they get older, they start to have back problems because of a lot of the awkward positions they work in. The way that we focus our bench concept and with our training center, how we set people up, the first thing we want to do is get you in a nice upright posture. So you don't have a person wiggling around in pain and all that. They're able to take, a knife bolster or a tattoo machine. It doesn't matter what the medium is. They can lock that down in the vise. They can look through their microscope. And, they can continue to practice their art. So they've been a really good leads for us, and they've turned out to be really great artists. They pick it up super quick. We've had quite a few of them through the training center. We're actually out at tattoo conventions. We stick out like a sore thumb, as you can imagine. But they've been so gracious to us, to be honest. We didn't know what we'd get going into these places, and they've been absolutely awesome. And now we have quite a few customers that are really top-tier artists that have transitioned completely out of tattooing and in hand engraving. And then COVID was another portion of that. All the tattoo shops got shut down with COVID, and we saw a large influx of people buying the equipment, because they were able to sit there and work in a home studio or something and continue to create art.
I understand one of the more famous tattoo guys that does TV and stuff like that even went to your house, huh?
Oh, yeah. We
your father-in-law is guilty.
Is that right? Yeah, we've had some we've had some really interesting people come through. But we've had there's a gentleman by the name of Robert Atkinson who's been he's been awesome for us. He has a huge following in the tattoo community, but he's also a really well-known painter and does a lot of other art stuff. So as he's picked up hand engraving, it's been it's kind of setting a trend within that market. So we expect to see a lot of growth out of the tattoo industry and them converting into becoming hand engravers.
Well, the growth's where we want to go next. And Josh, I'm going to put you on. You've been there the longest. Talk about growth in facilities, because your facilities have just mushroomed.
Yes, they have. When I started in 2006, we were in a 48,000 square foot facility. We had all of our manufacturing, all of our offices. Our training facility was also in there. All of our shipping and receiving happened in that same location. And in It would have been 2015. We were all kind of looking at each other wondering, what in the world are we going to do next? And that was when the wheels started turning, and finally came to fruition in 2019. We were able to add an additional 40,000 square feet to the facility. We're up around 90,000 square feet now. And part of that growth was we added about 6,500 square feet to our training facility, which had been busting at the seams up until that point. So we now have three large studios. Each studio houses 12 student benches and then one large instructor bench. On that instructor bench, we have a camera that shoots up to five different TVs so that everybody can see what's going on. And this gives us opportunity to see upwards of 30 or 40 students a week, which just scares me to death. But we're going to get there real soon. I know we are. Thanks to our customers, we're able to continue to push forward and add more options and more classes and then that sort of thing. So right now we're seeing about 400 students a year come through Emporia. That's up from about 150 where we were prior to the expansion back in the first expansion back in 2005. The second expansion gave us the opportunity to add many more students. But
we'll talk about that again. We'll circle back to that.
Sure.
And the benefit that it has for Emporia. Chris, what about growth in business? The numbers are an idea of, even from when you got there, what do you think the annual sales were? Am I asking the wrong guy?
Yeah, actually, you can have Josh cover it. He was there, and it looks like he actually pulled the data. So we have Josh cover that.
When Chris started back in 14-15, that was kind of at the apex of our plateau, I guess you could say, if you can say that, kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? At that point, we were doing about $8.5 million a year. Since then, we jumped incredibly. So we sat at the end of this year, our fiscal year, we were around $13.5 million. So the growth has been incredible. It's been a little painful.
And you did this during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you think about all the things that we've been talking about so far. A lot of this, why can't you take it
home? Solo work.
Yeah, why can't you take it home? You can have something at your office. You can have something in your jewelry store. But why can't I transition that back home? Zoom was incredible for business folks who wanted to do business from home. So were we. We were that way for the artist who wanted to work from home. So, yeah.
Well, and a lot of the artists, not necessarily working at home, but they're in their own studio somewhere anyways. So I could easily see the transition, and especially like you were talking, the tattoo artist who has to work with clients. Well, when your client is, somebody that you don't even know yet while you're doing your work,
right,
that changes it a lot.
One of the biggest things we saw during COVID as well was, when you have a brick-and-mortar jewelry store, a lot of them are going to have a bench jeweler in the studio or, within the space. They're probably tucked away in a back room making jewelry, setting stones, doing repairs. When the big shutdown happened and everybody went home, a lot of those people didn't really have work. Well, they had tremendous skills, but, all their tools and things were property of the shop. So they went home and they said, I have all the skills. I can do this. I'm going to create my own business. And we've seen a tremendous amount of new businesses, start to flourish, a lot of new brands starting to come out because of that. So that's been really great. And then, one big aspect that kind of got cut away from us with COVID was trade shows. I think at one point we were doing about 53 trade shows a year around the world, mm-hmm. and all that kind of went away. So we weren't sure what
went
was going
to zero, right?
Yeah, we weren't sure what was really going to happen with COVID. So luckily, due to our sales staff's years of hard work, a lot of those leads, a lot of times when we meet people at shows, they say, man, this is awesome. I love this. I just don't have time for another new hobby right now. Well, once a lot of things, started to get taken away, whether it be golf or, whatever people did with their free times in groups, We started seeing a lot of those people kind of circle back. Oh, yeah, you know, we remember this as an opportunity. And we really took advantage of that from a marketing perspective and really tried to circle back around to some of those leads that we had that were a little bit older. And it's really worked out for us. We've been extremely fortunate.
Now, are you seeing a rise in jewelers for your brick and mortar since some of those people have moved on? Now, those jewelry stores need actual new jewelers now too, or engravers in their jewelry store?
Yeah. There's a big demand out there, and you know, it's hard to tell. I think everybody's dealing with labor issues right now, labor shortages and things. So, but yeah, we're seeing it. Josh and I are part of some of the different threads on social media within the industry, and yeah, people are asking left and right for to try to find bench jewelers, and people reach out to Josh directly, being involved with our training center, being over our training center, asking for qualified candidates.
Absolutely. Just yesterday, I fielded an email from an individual who runs a large jewelry store up in Seattle, Washington. He needs several jewelers, so they are in need of help. That's for sure.
All right, let's continue with growth. And you've had growth in facilities from 4,800 to about 90,000.
48,000 to 90,000. Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. What about employees? Has this resulted in a lot more employees or a few more employees?
Yeah, employees are definitely necessary. And we've added several employees over the last couple of years to help fill the void and help meet the demand of the market. So that was part of it.
How many people do you have on the road or that are in sales?
I have four sales guys that travel and take care of inside sales as well. So they're multifaceted.
So four, and then they probably have support. How many employees total do you are you up to?
I think we're running 56, 58, somewhere right around there. We just hired a couple people in the last mm-hmm. couple weeks. So that's been good. So and it's kind of as Josh was talking. So our sales staff takes care of direct sales, and then we also have a dealer network within the United States. And then we have master distributors in Switzerland that handle all of Europe, one in Hong Kong that handles Asia, and then there's also one in Belgium, which is a little bit of a unique situation. And then we sell direct to the United States, Australia, Central South America, New Zealand, India, and a few other, you know, countries.
Small countries.
So
yeah.
Even this little company, you know, 56 employees, we do business in maybe upwards of 150 countries due to our distribution channels. So, but everything that you see in, you know, Zurich, Switzerland, or, you know, where some of this high-end jewelry, Josh was talking about the folks there in Italy, all of their tools are coming straight out of Emporia, Kansas.
And I lost my train of thought. But your salesmen, how far and wide do they go? I mean, are they going to Thailand? And
so the four direct sales guys, they cover all of the United States, North America. They're actually traveling, you know, throughout the states. Currently, our dealer network covers all of our international shows. Myself, Chris, and Shane Garriott, one of our other support guys, and then Kim, you know, we'll do a lot of international travel to help nurture those relationships and make sure that we're represented the way that we need to be in the overseas markets.
So how do you break your business down? How much of it is domestic in the United States versus international?
Oh,
We're third international.
Yeah,
so
70-30.
One third of our business is international business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take our second break, and when we come back, we're going to hone in on training because training is a big part of what you guys do, and I think people will be surprised if they don't already know about the training that Glendo does. You touched on it a little bit, Josh, with the.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 400 nights, but if we expand that, it's pretty interesting. So Glendo Corporation is our – what is it? Is the official name GRS?
It's actually so Glendo LLC is the parent, and then you've got GRS is the line, the product line that we manufacture.
Okay.
Yep.
So Chris Correll and Josh Hamlin are our guests, and we'll talk more about engraving and things like that when we come back. You're listening to KVOE. We're live and local.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
Construction jobs don't go away when the weather gets colder. Bruce Davis Construction is available all winter long. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot, to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001.
Live video coverage of the annual Emporia Veterans Day Parade will be streamed at KVOE.com. Parade coverage starts at 9:30 on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com. Proud to be part of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day. KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at sports headlines, being brought to you today by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Bruff's is open and ready to serve you daily from 11 until 9. That's Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. And now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, we'll look at all the sports you need. Here is Greg Ray.
Thank you, Sean, and good morning. The Kansas Jayhawks outscored Michigan State 87-74 in the Champions Classic season opener last night. Oche Abaje led Kansas with a career-high 29 points. Remy Martin added 15, and David McCormick finished with 10. The first half was back and forth with 10 lead changes and 5 ties. KU never trailed in the second half, led by as many as 16. Up next for KU, a showdown with Tarleton Stadium, their home opener on Friday night. Tyson Entenen's three-pointer from the center court's logo at Koch Arena, as time expired, lifted Wichita State to a 60-57 win over Jacksonville State last night. Dexter Dennis was the only other Shocker to score in double figures, finishing with 14 points. Up next for Wichita State, a showdown with South Alabama on Saturday. Kansas State tips off their season tonight. They'll be hosting Florida A&M. That game tips off at 7. You can hear the game on Country 101.7 FM. Emporia State volleyball team was swept by William Jewell last night, 25-21, 25-19, 25-11. Lady Hornets will host Northwest Missouri State on Friday night and close out the regular season at home on Saturday when they host Missouri Western. 5 members of the Emporia High volleyball team named to the All-Centennial League team. 4 named to the second team, Gracie Gilpin, Riley Peek, Madden Stewart, and Grace Zhu. Rebecca Snyder is an honorable mention. Emporia High's volleyball team finishing their year with a 26-12 record. That's a look at sports. I'm Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.
Thank you, Greg. Sports headlines brought to you this hour by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Bruff's is open and ready to serve you daily from 11 until 9. You can enjoy delicious salads, sandwiches, steaks, appetizers, and much more. That's Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
Back, Steve and Aaron, and Chris Correll and Josh Hamlin from GRS. Well, that's what we're going to talk about, the GRS Training Center, but Glendale to most of us. And as we said, GRS stands for Glasser Ronan, who's Don Glasser's brother-in-law, and the S is maybe silent partner, maybe something else. It's not Souter. We established that while we were sitting here. So, guys, I'm going to turn it over to you, because just kind of do what you did at Rotary. Fill us in on training, and don't forget the part about selling Emporia Camp.
You got it. So back in the 80s, when Don and John were out marketing the product and selling the product, the customers were screaming for training. They needed a way to learn how to use this equipment and be efficient and effective in their uses. So late 80s, they offered their first class. It was 1989. We offered our first class here in Emporia. They continued with that model of using a local artist to teach those classes. That continued through the early 90s, and then they took a little hiatus, rebranded, kind of changed the format a little bit. And then in 1997, we offered our very first five-day training class in the Glendale building where it's at, where it stands right now. Since then, we've continued with that same model all the way through present day. The idea is to use industry professionals who are highly successful in their art. They all have their own specialty, and the students come to learn the basics. They learn intermediate, or if they choose and if they're at the level, they can come back for an advanced. So we have every level from basic to advanced, and the student will gain a great foundation in that first 5 days. The idea is to take that foundation and take the tools, go home and apply that, and then continue to build on their knowledge, either by coming back for an intermediate and then an advanced, or to just take it to the next level on their own. So
I'll ask something while you're still going. So the basic class, and I guess the folks back in the 80s that were asking, were those like the owners of Tiffany & Company or your Italian jeweler that needed employees trained, or was that mom and pops or individual artists that were saying, I have this piece of equipment, but I really don't know how to use it. I need help.
Yeah, in those early days, it really hadn't touched the jewelers yet. It was mostly the individual or the gun manufacturers who were looking for gun engravers, or you know, the weapons manufacturers. So yeah, it was a lot of individuals. Later on, when they transitioned more into the jewelry market, it became more of this scenario that you just talked about with the stores and companies.
So nowadays, like we were talking earlier, during COVID, a lot of jewelry engravers maybe transitioned to working on their own or creating a new company. So if I'm a jewelry engraver and I've lost an engraver, or if I'm a jewelry store and I've lost my engraver, I can come and, whether I own a piece of equipment from you or don't at the point, I can come get a piece of equipment and say, I have somebody that's interested in engraving. Can they come take the training, and then they're going to be pretty much set?
Yes. In the short, absolutely. You know, they could come get that foundation of training, go home, apply that, and within 6 months, usually they will have the ability to finish a commissioned piece. Yeah.
And I'll talk a little bit about a different kind of scenario in that. So we touched on earlier the fact that we do, you know, 50-plus trade shows a year around the world. So we're not just going to jewelry shows and seeing the big, you know, production facilities. Josh's staff especially is out working, you know, sometimes small little Western shows in a lobby of a hotel or, you know, a little ballroom. Knife shows, gun shows. We do tattoo shows, sportsman shows. We try to get, you know, creative about where we can go find these people. And sometimes we're finding the artists that are there, you know, maybe your knife maker that's made a knife and then wants to embellish it. And then sometimes we're just getting the guy that's through the door. So, you know, the person through the door is interested in knives. They come in and they may be there to purchase a knife. What they don't know is that we may introduce them to something that they've literally never seen before, never knew how it was. Or how it actually happens. So we're unique in the fact that we go out, we find our leads, and then our products are so unique that we now have to train you to use them. So even if you're a hobbyist, you know, we see everything from doctors, dentists, trashmen, real estate agents. It doesn't matter what your profession is. It doesn't matter if you're artistic, if you're not artistic. If you have a passion for it and you think it looks like, you know, something fun, that's what those classes are able to do. You can come in with absolutely zero experience, and by taking those classes, getting the equipment, you may come out the other side with a brand new business, and you may become self-employed off of that. There's a really neat entrepreneurial effect that comes from that, and that's where Josh was talking. You know, 80%+ of our customers are, you know, own a business out of this. Now, some of them may still be working a regular job, but the training center aspect is unbelievably crucial, because this isn't, you know, a fishing pole. Everybody kind of knows how to use a fishing pole. Our equipment's very unique, so that's where the training aspect is so imperative.
Absolutely.
And people, I mean, your customers are demanding this, right?
Absolutely.
And I notice here on your brochure, they evidently pay to come.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I mean, and I guess it's no secret because you handed these out, but yeah. The cheapest week is $895, and I see start to finish gun engraving, 1911-45, what's that? How do you say that? Pistol?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, the pistol.
Well, I don't know how to say pistol. It's a
45 like caliber.
It's a 45 caliber 1911.
I mean,
pistol,
just saying yeah. 45 didn't sound 45.
Yeah,
1200. No, here's 1350.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So part of that too, you're getting 5 days. It's 40 hours of training with in that instance with a master level engraver. That's a person that has their master engraver certification through the Firearms Engravers Guild of America. But you're set down at a bench. You don't have to bring anything with you. You have all the top tools. You have that instructor. We have smaller class sizes. So typically like in an intermediate or basic class, we're going to have 12 students. With an advanced, we're going to have about 8. But you get all that time. And yes, those classes aren't necessarily cheap, but that person sharing, you know, maybe 40 years of their experience with you. And we've had customers for years say, you know, the people that have tried to go at it alone, you know, they buy the equipment or whatever they do and they try to learn themselves. By coming to take a class, you're going to take about a year and a half off of that. 1 week is going to cut about a year and a half off that. So
well worth the money.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then
yeah.
you're also going to leave with a couple $100 worth of tools that are in that packet.
So. And you got an industry-leading professional teaching you.
And continued support after that from that same industry professional. They'll continue to support that individual as long as they want to take that journey.
Well, and hats off to all of the folks that are teaching. They could easily be back in their studio just working and doing commissioned pieces instead of sharing knowledge. Mm-hmm.
They show 13 professionals that currently are helping out, and we've talked about some of them, and they're the cream of the crop.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
definitely.
I don't want to forget. Talk about Emporia. Talk about the benefit or the economic benefit of this to the Emporia community and economy. Talk about, you talked to Rotary about selling Emporia, getting guys from Malaysia to come to Emporia or maybe even St. Louis.
All corners of the earth, yeah. That's our biggest obstacle when communicating with customers or potential customers is selling them on Emporia. They see us at trade shows. They see how easy it is. They might even sit down and try it out and just fall in love. They say, where do I go to do this? Where can I learn? We say, well, Emporia, Kansas. The amount of blank stares that we receive is, I can't even begin to tell you. So we then go into sell Emporia mode, and we have to educate them on the small town, the nuances that they end up falling in love with, the small town feel, all the restaurants, the ease of getting in and getting out and moving about here in Emporia, the people. Oh my goodness, don't get me started on the people. They fall in love. We have people that they're prepared to rent apartments. They're prepared to buy houses. They are prepared to relocate here for temporary, just for the temporary to continue their education here. So, yeah, that's a big piece of my sales guys. It's selling this town, selling everything about it.
And that, talk about the economy, because it's a lot of nights in hotels and a lot of meals in the restaurants you're talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. I would love, we've never done it before, but I would love to do an economic impact study on what our guys do to Emporia, for Emporia. We're seeing, you know, anywhere 400 to 420 students a year right now. You know, you're up around 2,500 nights in a hotel, you know, probably close to 4,000 meals purchased at local restaurants or the local grocery store. It's a great thing. It's a great thing for the area, great thing for Glendale. Everybody wins.
They're paying that half-cent sales tax, 1%, 1.5% of the benefits of the county and the city.
Yes.
And they're also paying bed tax. So we win, win, win. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, let's go. We're going to wrap it up here in a few minutes. But, Chris, what haven't we talked about? Something
You know, honestly, I think the biggest thing is, you know, Josh and I are up here talking a lot about the sales and every, you know, all those aspects, the training center and everything. But, you know, it's the fact that our that Glendo employs, you know, machinists from right here in Emporia, you know, assemblers, accountants, shipping and sales, order entry. You know, those are the people that really make the company successful. It's a great place to work. You know, we have engineers. We're such a diverse organization as far as the kinds of positions that we have. And a lot of our people that start at Glendo, they stay there. But, you know, it's nice to talk about the travel and those kind of things. But we take a lot of pride in the fact that our machinists are sitting there turning parts and coming up with a finished good out of raw material made right here in America, right here in Emporia, Kansas. And that's what's sitting on the bench at Tiffany & Company, Harry Winston, Bulgari. You know, that's the stamp. You know, and just the American manufacturing portion of that, you know, Josh and I get the luxury to go out and sell it, but we get to go out and sell it because it's a great product and it's really, really well made. And that's all a tip of the hat to the people that work at Glendo and the ones that are actually doing the work and creating the product.
Well, that's a great tribute to your employees and your coworkers, and it's good for Emporia. It's not an unusual story for Emporia.
No, it's not. You're
so
right.
It's pretty cool. Josh? What are we missing?
Well, it would be irresponsible of me not to bring up the cooperation that we established back in 2006 with Emporia State University. Mm-hmm. Back then, we were the cooperation created a 4-year bachelor's degree with an emphasis in engraving arts. The Kansas Board of Regents recognizes that as the only engraving arts 4-year degree in the world. So we are extremely proud of that, and I do feel kind of bad that I didn't mention that earlier, but hopefully I made up for it there. Beyond that, you know, I want to thank you guys for giving us this opportunity to come out here and kind of share our story. Our customers like to claim Emporia as the engraving capital of the world, which we are happy to accept. Emporia is great for these little niche markets, and we are glad to participate in one of those. So,
if I can add just one more quick thing for those of the people here in Emporia, you know, we would love for you guys to kind of be part of the experience with us, you know, and a great way to do that is to follow us on social media. They get to see who these people are in all the different corners of the world that are working with our tools that are made here in Emporia. So you can find us on absolutely all platforms at GRS Tools. So give us a follow and, you know, keep up the journey with us. And, you know, we're always happy to, you know, hopefully once COVID gets away, you know, prior to that, we're always happy to give tours of the facility and the training center and everything like that. But we'd really like to be, you know, open that door to the community.
Sounds great. One last question before we wrap up. What is Next Level Baleno?
Josh.
It's a style of engraving that takes a collection of very small microscopic lines. Picture a stamp or a dollar bill, a print, you know, something like that. And so it's a collection of lines and dots that create a portrait with fine detail. It under a microscope, you can't understand how this could make sense, but as you pull it away and you look at it from the naked eye, it's a beautiful portrait, picture, scene, whatever it might be.
And if you want to be trained in Baleno,
you got a few years first, because I don't think you can just go take that class. You guys have mentioned microscopes quite a bit. Is there a certain diameter, like a head you can put on, so you don't have to use a microscope when you're doing engraving, or is most of it done under microscope?
Young eyes can engrave without any problems without a microscope. But the strain and the posture is compromised when you do so. What a microscope does, not only does it improve your eyesight, but it actually gets you in an upright position so you're not fatigued, you're not dealing with back issues or arm issues or anything like that. So,
and the quality of work with a microscope is just, it's just next level. Especially, you can think about it in terms of engraving, but when you start looking at little micromillimeter diamonds that mm-hmm. people are setting, you know, things that on the tip of your finger almost look like a speck of dust. That's where that microscope's really going to come in and be an absolute necessity.
It's kind of one question leads to another.
Right? Right. It's so interesting.
So much fun. Great interview. Great story. Don Glasser started, I guess, along with his brother-in-law
mm-hmm.
at a picnic. That's a pretty cool place. We didn't know that. So our thanks to Chris and Josh from Glendo for coming and sharing today. And next week we'll be back to Spotlight on Philanthropy.
That's correct.
I hope. The following week, Lisa Hayes, who is, a captain at the police department?
She is. And everyone's favorite Hayes.
I knew you were going to do that. She'll be our guest in 2 weeks.
Josh knows her. It's his favorite Hayes, too.
There you go. So take us home, Aaron.
Thanks for listening to the On Air Chat. We've been brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction, 342-5001. And CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th Avenue. The Talk of Emporia is next here on KVUE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We are live and local.
Live and local.